Good morning, people of God. Peace and grace and love from God above be with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank the name of the Lord for looking after you, for keeping you in good shape, in good health. We thank his name in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your time again, for tuning on this podcast. If it's for your first time, we say thank you. God bless you. God bless you. And we hope that God will speak to you through this podcast, so you know that it's not by any chance, but it is by the will of God, divine will, that you find yourself where you are right now. God bless you. We're gonna pray before we go further. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, help us in today's message, word of encouragement, word of exhortation. Father, give us the grace that we may speak of the things of the Spirit, things that will change our hearts, things that will help us again to develop that force called faith in our hearts, so that we may be ready for your return. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray for every heart that is listening now, Lord, that you touch them in Jesus' name and give us the grace again as we speak about heavenly things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. So excited. Very short message. We're going to talk. So without further ado, let us read from the book of John chapter 1. We're starting from verse 12. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you have your Bible. You are following with us. John chapter 1 verse 12, we read, "Yet to all who received him and to those who believed in him, he gave them the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or husband will, but of God, but born of God." The Bible says those who have received him, believed in his name, he has given them the right to become the children of God. Being children of God, it means we are born of God in the Spirit. We have received him as our Lord and Savior. We have confessed his name. With our hearts, we believe. With our mouth, we confess. We are saved. In your heart, you believed that God is righteousness. With your mouth, you confess that he died for you, and you welcome into your heart, you welcomed him into your heart, and you are born again. As simple as that. Not born of human will, not born of husband will, of human descent, but born of God. When they say born of God, what does that mean? Reading from the very same book of John, we go into chapter 3. This is the conversation between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Nicodemus was the teacher of the law in Israel. He came at night. He said to Jesus Christ, "I know that you are a messenger, you are a teacher from above, from God, because things that you are doing, nobody cannot do them if they were not with God. They can only do these things when God is with them." So he came to try and find out what is that is happening and how, what can he do to inherit the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says Jesus Christ told him that you need to be born of the Spirit, to be born of water and the Spirit. Nicodemus, he did not understand what Jesus Christ was saying. Jesus Christ said you need to be born of water and of the Spirit. Not that you have to go back into your mother's womb, but your spirit is renewed. The Bible says in the book of Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, said when we are born again, we receive Jesus Christ, all old things have passed, now everything is new. Now the renewal, we're talking about our hearts. Our heart is born of God. Our heart is born of the Spirit. So we are to be born again in the Spirit. We cannot be born again from our lips, but we have to be born again of the Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Romans, we're going to read from the book of Romans, why is it necessary to be born of the Spirit? Romans chapter 8, we read the verse 7. "The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to the will of God, nor can it do so. Those who control by the sinful nature cannot please God. You are ever controlled not by the sinful nature, but are controlled by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you." So we are to be born again of the Spirit of God. With the Spirit of God, we cannot obey his word. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot please him. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot submit to his will or obey his word. So we are to be born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Because the Bible says, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. So when you say, I'm a born again, you are born again of the Spirit. Nothing physically will change, but spiritually things have changed. You've been removed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, according to the book of Colossians. You've been removed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, where Jesus Christ is. You've been born again, born of the Spirit. Jesus Christ spiritually looks at you as if you have never sinned before. You are a newborn baby. You have started a new life in Jesus Christ. So without the Spirit of God, we cannot please Him. We cannot just say we are born again from the lips, but there's no reformation and change of heart. There need to be a change of hearts and minds to be born again of the Spirit. We are to be Christian with the power and the Spirit of God. We are to be born again of the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot obey His word. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 14, the Bible says, if we love Jesus Christ, we'll obey His word. How can we obey His word without His Spirit? Those who do not have the Spirit of God, they cannot submit to the will of God. They cannot submit to His laws. They cannot follow His decree. They cannot follow His way. So we need to be Christians with the Spirit of God. Now the question remains, we have to ask ourselves, are we Christian born of the Spirit or not? The Bible says in the book of Romans, same Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says, I read in the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. So your spirit has to give testimony to your spirit. Together they give testimony that we are the children of God. What is your heart saying? Is your heart saying you are truly, truly born again of the Spirit? You are truly, truly a child of God or not? Only you yourself, you know. It's not too late. If your spirit is telling you otherwise, it's not too late to change that, to pray that God changes our hearts so that we may be born again of the Spirit, not just born again of the lips. And the church that Jesus Christ is going to come for is a church that is born of the Spirit, that He has built on the rock, that the church that the gates of hell cannot stand against, the church that darkness cannot stand against, the church that is not moved by any political party, the church that is not moved by the atmosphere around, by the newspaper, by what the people are saying, by what scientists are saying, but the church that stands strong within the Spirit of God, the church that stands strong on the Spirit of God, the church that stands strong with the Spirit of God. That's the church that Jesus Christ will come for. Those are the people that they can say themselves that they are truly, truly born again, born of the Spirit. If we are not born of the Spirit, we are wasting our time. On that day, Jesus Christ will look at you and I and say, I never knew you. That will be a very sad day. What a sad day. You've spent all your life thinking you are a Christian, doing things in the church, singing, offering, fasting, praying, but that day it says to you, I never knew you, because you are not born of the Spirit. When you are not born of the Spirit, you might read your Bible 24/7, meditate. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot obey the written word. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot please God, because faith can only be developed in our hearts together with the Spirit of God. When we have the Spirit of God in our heart, the words we are reading, meditating upon it, that's the word will be transformed into a force called faith within our heart. The Spirit of God needs to help us. For the Bible says, in our weaknesses, we do not know how we are to pray. But the Spirit of God is helping us. The Spirit of God can only help those who are born, truly, truly born of the Spirit. Are you truly born of the Spirit? Or it's only your lips that are saying, I'm a born again. But truly, truly deep down, you are not a born again. It's not too late for you and I to change our ways to be truly born of the Spirit. Jesus Christ is clear on this. He said, nobody can see God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. We have to be born again of the Spirit. Our spirit need to change. Our spirit need to be able to submit to God so that we do not grieve His spirit, so that we do not quench Him. We do not arrive to the point where we don't obey His word. We need to obey His word. We need to follow His ways. We cannot do it at our own accord. We cannot do it at our own power, but by the Spirit of God. This cannot be possible without the Spirit of God. We need to be born again of the Spirit. It's never too late to change your ways around. It's never too late for us to come back to Jesus Christ, resubmit ourselves again, rededicate ourselves again, and truly, truly ask Him to develop that spiritual force in us, to give us His Spirit, because there's nobody who has ever come to Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ rejected Him. So it's for you and I to come back to Jesus Christ. It's for you and I to ask Him again to change us, to be truly born again of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us the grace enough to have Your Spirit in our hearts. Give us the grace enough for Your Spirit to help us. Grace enough to walk with Your Spirit so that we may obey Your word. Grace enough to be born again of the Spirit, Lord, so that we may follow Your decrees, we may follow Your ways, Lord Jesus Christ. Without Your Spirit, we cannot do anything. Without Your Spirit, we don't know how we are out to pray. We don't know how we are out to meditate or to read the Bible or to move. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Let Your mercy locate us. Let Your favor locate us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let Your Spirit rest upon us. Let Your Spirit rest upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, and good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Amen.